It says it's 9 o'clock here on my clock, so we're going to go ahead and just kick it off, get started. I know a lot of folks do start joining right around
this meeting
o'clock.
Is being recorded.
So again, I want to welcome everybody to the weekly Tallahassee Tourism Industry Zoom call, and thank you so much for us today. We are in for a treat today, or make that some sweet treats. As we have some very special guests that are with us this morning. From Love Girlies, we have Dee Murray, the passionate proprietor of the fabulous fried Oreos, and J.H. Leal from the Tallahassee Fooders, Tallahassee Foodies. He's one of the founders. See if I can get my mouth today. Featured together on the Today Show last week, and many of you have seen, and so we're going to be hearing more about the wonderful story there, and we're also going to be hearing from Christina Perez from the Office of Economic Vitality, again, making another return engagement here with us on our Wednesday calls and sharing the information about a new Leon Cares grant program. Really important. It's a very comprehensive local grant program. Again, these are not loans. There is no repayment. It is a grant. So she's going to be talking about that. Again, this is only a sampling of the tasty treats that we're going to be covering today. As you all know the drill, please mute your microphone. That is the lower left with so many people on the call. It's important that we do that so everybody can hear and we don't hear a lot of background noises. Again, please mute your microphone, the lower left, if you're not speaking, and then when you do wish to speak, to go ahead and unmute your mic. Again, I would also like to take a moment to, again, thank all those amazing leading ladies that participated in the last Wednesday's very special meeting marking the 100th anniversary of the 19th Amendment being signed into law, granting women the constitutional right to vote, although many women fought for decades to realize that right. So last week, as many of you know, we honored a historic milestone in our nation. Visit Tallahassee, the Leon County Tourism Office celebrated more than 15 local leading ladies last week, highlighting women in leadership positions in tourism and economic development and community development here in Tallahassee. So it was a moving, fun, phenomenal power hour last week. And I hope you had a chance to check out the special feature on visittallahassee.com last week. Read more Q&A from the incredible lady leaders and also see some of them honoring their fabulous dogs, because last Wednesday was also National Dog Day. And so the dogs got to be a little bit in the spotlight as well. So again, I thank you all for the leading ladies last week for a very, very special occasion there. I want to share a few other community updates this morning. As we all know, school started this week for many kids and their families. So it's not only notebooks and backpacks, it's face masks and hand sanitizer for those opting in the in-person classes. And then laptops, learning platforms, and the internet for those opting for digital learning. So my thoughts and prayers are with all the local families, because I know this is going to be a great stress and fear. I know I would be if I had school-aged children to send them back now. So, but I also know it may be a relief to some parents, you know, to have the in-school instruction and the structure. So I know it's a challenging time for parents with school-aged kids right now. Also, just want to make sure everybody is aware, Leon County just is instituting a curfew beginning this evening. This is by request of law enforcement. Leon County will institute a curfew beginning at 11 p.m. tonight to 5 a.m. in the morning, beginning today and continuing through next Tuesday. This is due in part to the violence during protests and demonstrations in Leon County, and out of an abundance of caution, Leon County Sheriff Walt McNeil requested the countywide curfew in an effort to prevent violence and unrest. The intent of the curfew is to maintain an individual's right to peaceful and lawful protest while ensuring the protection of everyone's safety and to help first responders in peace. So again, it's the curfew from 11 p.m. to 5 p.m. You can go to work if you have to go to work during that time, or go to the doctor, you have vet issues, or, you know, walk your dog around the street. But again, just be very mindful that is in place now for the next week for everyone's safety. From a COVID update in Florida, there are now, according to the Florida Department of Health, over 631,000 cases here in Florida as of yesterday. And in Tallahassee and Leon County, we are seeing more than 6,300. So there have been or are 6,300 positive cases of COVID-19 here in Tallahassee and Leon County. But we are trending in the right direction with the number of documented new cases and ER visits with COVID-like symptoms. Those are decreasing. However, the percentage of positive cases is inching up. So again, to wear our masks in public. And then keep in mind with the upcoming Labor Day holiday this weekend, that's another critical juncture, and everyone's behavior is so important because we learned from Memorial Day holiday and the 4th of July, COVID cases spike exponentially after holiday weekend. And we need to change that this weekend. We're all kind of trending in the right direction. So wear your masks and make sure you tell the kids, hey, kids, now is not the time to fight for your right to party. Please be sure to thank your healthcare workers and all the essential workers that are truly on the front lines in our community. So, again, we got to do our part to stay safe for our loved ones and for the community. And on a very sad note, as you all have certainly seen the tragic news that the world lost an incredibly remarkable man, a leader among men, Chadwick Boseman, widely known around the globe as Marvel Avenger, Black Panther, King T'Challa, the King of Wakanda in the mega movie Black Panther. As a refined actor, he played and he just truly embodied some of the most iconic roles in our history. He played Jackie Robinson in the movie 42. And ironically enough, I was watching that movie on Saturday night, this past Saturday night, and they flashed like this memorial screen. At first I thought, did I read that? Right? I mean, I was really stunned, and then it showed again and was just absolutely just heartbroken. But he starred in that movie, 42, James Brown, The Get On Up. I mean, he's just embodied some of the most iconic roles in our history, and certainly the Black Panther being the most well-known. He was an incredible talent, and he's gone way too soon at the age of 43. And the fact that he's been fighting his battle with colon cancer since 2016 and produced all these amazing, starred in all these amazing movies is just mind-boggling. So I was really devastated when I learned of his death, but I'm forever grateful of his tremendous talent and the impact that he had on all of us. So may Chadwick Boseman rest in power and peace. He will definitely be missed. So shifting gears to now focus on a more positive note and bringing a focus to a brighter future and some of the very positive things that are happening in our community. We know we are 6 months into this ever-evolving COVID-19 pandemic. We're still learning and adapting all of our businesses, all of our practices. Every week we're learning and making adjustments, and these meetings are provided to share this learning, to share knowledge and share support, because we are all in this together. As we do every week, we have several outstanding guest speakers with us this morning, and then we will open it up to hear from you all, the tourism industry. So first on deck this morning will be Demetrius Murray, otherwise known as D, the co-owner of Love Girly, and then J.H. Leal from Tallahassee Foodies. Again, thank you, J.H., for making a return engagement. They're going to share on how they connected and ended up on NBC's The Today Show last week. The story is one that is an incredible story, but it also caused one of the hosts on the show to explain, I can't wait to get to Tallahassee. Again, really appreciate that. Dee Murray, started Love Girlies with his best friend, Marquise Williams, where he refers to as his life brother. And they're really bringing unity in the community. What began as this classic story of two friends selling lemonade and fried Oreos from Dee's grandmother's recipe book at a corner stand in South Adams and Magnolia Drive ended up bringing an entire community together. And so you're going to hear the story of the founders of Tallahassee Foodies while waiting in the car with pickup lines. So I'll let him tell the story, but it was an amazing partnership here, or friendship and support. As you'll see, that Dee had passed out in his den of heat stroke from working on over the heat and the oil in the summer. And so very fortuitously, the folks from Tallahassee Foodies were on site and waited with him for EMS to arrive. And so needless to say, there's a great story from there as to what happened and where they got to where they are today and being on the Today Show last week. And then we're going to have Christina Ferretta. She's the director of the Office of Economic Vitality. She's a frequent guest on our co-weekly calls, and we're very happy to welcome her again to talk about Leon Cares grant funding. So we're going to start off with Dee and JH, and then we're going to turn it over to Christina. So Dee and JH, thank you so much for being with us this morning. We really appreciate you spending time with us this morning and sharing your story so everyone can really appreciate you and your business and what you're doing in the community.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you for, like I said, we got on the call. Thank you for just considering me, both of us, really, just to be valuable enough, to be heard. That means a lot, especially coming, from where I come from. I'm saying that as a general, cultural sense, from where we all come from, like to be heard, it really is a big deal, like when you look back on the American story, which is a beautiful story, but anytime there's an African American that's on a platform where people are listening to them, that's a big, 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 big deal. Just like how you express how the women celebrated that milestone in history, where it's like finally, our voice is heard as a woman. I'm sure you're able to relate to just that that recognition, and just as a Black man, and it means a lot to be heard, for real. It really means a lot. So thank you from the most sincere part of my heart, for allowing me to speak.
Okay, JH,
JH,
you want to take chime in a little bit here, and then we'll ask some questions. I appreciate your humbleness and your heartfelt remarks. You've got an amazing story, and not just you and what you're doing with your business and your connection, your family history and heritage, but kind of how you and Tallahassee Foodies met. So would you go a little bit more on that? Talk a little bit about how long you've been in business and what all you've been doing, and then that day. So talk a little bit about that, if you would, don't mind.
So the story began a year ago around this time. So the summer of 2019, my brother and I, we were in front of a gas station just shooting ideas at each other of how can we transcend past this, poverty situation that we were in. Couldn't find a job, or just really no one was hiring us. So we decided to just take advantage of, we realized that America may not be the land of the free, but it's the land of the free enterprise. So you can really make whatever you want to do in America. You can make a way in America. And that's the beauty about the country that we live in. So in front of this gas station, we're trying to figure out ideas with $300 in our pocket to go towards whatever we came up with. We got the bright idea to just go to the house and try to find something that we could pawn to get a few more dollars to go towards the idea that we had at that moment. And as we were digging in our closet, just trying to find anything of value to take to the pawn shop, that's where we found our grandma's recipe book, just like turned over with juice stains and, you know, dust, and just in a corner of the closet. So you get out the recipe book, and as we were flipping through it, reminiscing about just how good everything was, that's, you know, where the story pretty much began. My brother was just like, you know, grandma's lemonade was really, 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 really good, bro. And it may be good enough to sell. So that's what we did. We took the few dollars that we had. We went to Walmart. We bought a table, a juice dispenser, some cups, lids, straws, and the recipe. Whipped everything up and literally like just got on to found the busiest intersection that we could find, which was the intersection of Tharp and Old Bainbridge. And that day, we made $75 selling lemonade. A year later, we just traveled, you know, along these learning curves from just trying to keep inventory and trying to make it through the rainy days, getting to a point where we hired like a few kids, like, you know, to help us out, and just that whole learning curve. And it ended up leading us to the wintertime, and that's when this thing started to die off, to fall off. So the top of 2020, this lemonade deal just wasn't as hot anymore, because it was cold, right? The weather was cold. And we found failure through success. A couple months later, the corona, you know, comes about. But we were just like, we did not want to accept defeat. You know, it's just the hustling spirit in us that refuses to bow down to and conform to just, oh, well, hey, this is just where we at. Like, we in the hood, so we just got to stay here, right? This is just where we are. We just trapped in here. We just got to, you know, like, we just have this relentless spirit. So, even though in spite of corona, in spite of the, you know, police brutality, and that's just been going on, but in spite of everything that was going on happening in the world at that time, we got the recipe, opened up that recipe book, and we went to the other half of it, which was the desserts. And it's kind of like that rebirth of just that lemonade like idea, like, and we revisited the deep fried Oreos, part of the recipe book, and we say, well, you know what, grandma, deep fried Oreos were really, really good, maybe good enough to sell, right? So that we use that same formula, that same just like working the power of broke, right? Working with what we have. We may not be able to go to the bank and get a business loan because of whatever reason, because of our credit, because we don't have enough, you know, capital to put up, or we don't have this, you know, 300-page thick business plan, or whatever the case is. But what we do have is a willing spirit to hustle, all right? So that's where we found another busy intersection, that same formula, right? Which was where we are now, at Adam Street and Magnolia. And we went to Walmart, and we got another table, and then a tent. That tent that you, I think I see it on your background there, one of those pictures. But it's got a little tent. And Oreo, everything about the tent. We printed out Oreo banners and just made it just look just, you know, really, really nice. And hey, you know, there was the beginning of the deep fried Oreo deal. So in a couple weeks into, you know, selling the Oreos, there's this lady named Catherine Register. She is the wife of the owner of Florida Pro Tech, or Florida Tech Pro, if I'm saying that right, which is a tech business in the heart of Midtown, kind of sits across from right across the street from Red Eye. But anyhow, so she comes up and she says, "Hey, I'm a part of this. I'm a member of this group called Tallahassee Foodies, and I came by your deal last week, and these Oreos were amazing. And I like to get another order, and I want to just take a picture of you and just post it on this group, and maybe that'll help you out." And that's that. You know, I knew nothing about Tallahassee Foodies, and you know, how my brother and I operate. We really don't count on any help because we don't, you know, people say they're going to do a lot of stuff, but hardly ever do people come through for us, right? So I was like, hey, do your best. Do what you can, as I tell everybody. And, so as soon as she posted that picture, the next day, literally the next day, there was a beeline of people outside of this little stand. I don't know if I can flip the camera around, but there was a beeline of people outside of that little stand, if y'all are able to see it kind of past that car there. Waiting for Vardorio, right? And I thought it was just like a little, you know, maybe it was the weekend. Maybe it was just a thing that, you know, it was a weekend thing. Sure enough, the next day, you know, there was more people. And the next day, even more people. And, you know, eventually one of those people, the crowd just increased. One of those people that came up to the stand, sure enough, was the owner. Jennifer herself came out to the stand and says, "Hi, I'm with Tallahassee Foodies." And that's how we met. And we've been good friends, and you know, ever since.
That's an amazing story.
Right.
Is it? I mean, is that true about you? You had passed out one time, and she was there. Or how did that?
That part, I try to forget about that.
So people understand. I'm sorry to bring up bad memories,
it was. You know, I put service before myself. You know, that's just the only line of credit that I have. You know, is me. All I can do is show you what I can do. I may not look good on paper, but in person, you know, I believe that I'm, you know, I can deliver. So, so that day just wasn't the day to do that, right? To have that type of customer service. It was just way too hot to be running back and forth to cars and trying to make sure that everybody, you know, had everything they needed. But in the midst of this service, the sun won, right? And I passed out. I remember going this whole parking lot that our stand sits in was just filled with cars parked all types of hockey ways. But I remember coming back to one of the cars and saying, "Hey, look, I'm working on your order right now, Ma. I know you've been waiting here for 30, 45 minutes, but I am on, my attention is on you right now." And that's when I felt just my body, you know, start to, you know, just change. And before I could make it, you know, to the stand to call my brother, I passed out. I just blacked out. And, the Tallahassee Foodie Angel was there along with all the other customers. They you know, everyone, you know, she rushed out her car and everybody else came around me. This is the story that I've been told. I was blacked out at that time. Everyone rushed around me, standing me pouring water, whatever they saw best that they could do to help me in a situation like that. And so she was one of those handful of people that helped out that day and make sure I got to the hospital.
And keep in mind too, you didn't have he wasn't in the truck that he's in now. He was in a little wooden makeshift stand. You missed the whole other part. You missed the whole other part of the story, D, where you had your original stand that blew over in the wind.
Dude, right? It was this little Walmart tent that we were just trying to. We were just trying to make it happen, you know. We had this little tent that we, and there may be some pictures online of it, but we decked it out the best that we could, used our resources, used what we had to make it look nice. Although it looked nice, the wind just kept blowing the tent over, you know. And the times we would just blow it just over in the street, and all of the the signings, that Oriole signings would, you know, would get messed up and all that good stuff, or bad stuff, I guess. But yeah, so we got tired of the tent blowing over. So we built it. We went to Home Depot and built this little shack that you see, that's in your picture there on your background. And it's still hanging up by, you know, pins and needles. We just screwed it together the best way we knew how. But then the rain would come, right? So then we wouldn't be protected from the rain. Just all the elements were just against us, right? Along this journey. Yeah. Then when the heat got the best of me, it was like, look, bro, like, you know, I know we're trying to make a way, bro, but we, you know, we can't die out here, right? You know, but we were willing to die for it. You understand? Yeah. So after that day, like these three girls from the community, you know, talk about tally love. Talk about something that I've only seen happen in this community, and I've traveled like a lot. I've been to a lot of cities. But these random girls, right? Just came together and made this GoFundMe for us without us even knowing, and they came up after everything was already set up. And it was just, I think it was like $2,500 they were set to raise. But after I passed out, 3 days later, the GoFundMe spiked to $7,000 almost, right? And right, it was crazy. Just so much love. So much love. Yeah, so we used every dime to you know, build the trailer that we're in now. Yeah, and this is the work of the camaraderie of Tallahassee. You know, everything that you see right here is the work of, it's the donations from everyone that's contributed, you know, to what we have going on.
It's incredible. J.H., I think your wife and I think a couple other folks put the GoFundMe page together, is that right? And then
So we first learned about D in the stand when he was in the little makeshift one. There's somebody posted just about, hey, I'm down here off of Adams Street, and they got these amazing fried Oreos, and I tagged my wife in it. I actually went back and found that post before the Daily Show to try to figure out how quickly this whole thing has blown up, which is amazing. Also, I think it was June 20 something or other. And I'm like, man, this is cool. These guys are close to us because we live down here in the South Side too. And we're like, this would be cool. Like, our little guy would love this. We need to go by there and check him out. And I think it was just like even a handful of days later is when the story posted about the wind blowing over his stand. And we got to help out D. You know, these fried Oreos are amazing. And he had already started to build his little following at that point, probably by the time that the one lady he referred to made the post. It was hard to keep up, honestly. He was for sure our next and to date the biggest viral sensation that we've had on the Facebook group. You know, we started with Dog It All, and I think the Man's Dog House, and we've gone through a few over the last, you know, couple of years now or really year and a half that the Facebook group has been going. And he's for sure been the D and his brother have for sure been the biggest one since. But when the stand blew over, and then he had the new stand, they raised the money for the GoFundMe. Then he passed out. Like I said, it took off like wildfire. It was hard to keep up, as your background kind of shows there, you know, with what was going on in the group. And so, I think it was right after he got his food truck, is when Jen and I swung by there to go check him out. And then, and then Jen and the other moderators, our group of moderators, Amanda, Tan, Becca and Miss April all went down there to meet up with him as well and posted their picture. And it was like, he couldn't think it could get any bigger, and it kept getting bigger and it just kept going from there. And it's fun though, but it, the reason it's successful is like anything, you know, I think people appreciate hard work and effort and obviously mm-hmm. the hustle that Dee and his brother have, you know, they appreciated that, you know, the people that were in line waiting for fried Oreos in the heat, and he's telling you to stay in your car and he'll bring them to you.
Right.
You know, that resonates with people. People can appreciate that. And that's, I think, why, you know, people were so inclined to want to come see these guys down there in the Oreo stand on the South Side. And it's been, you know, fun for us to follow on too. I mean, that's the most rewarding part of having a Facebook group like this. And to get to the point where we got to the Today Show, we're very fortunate on the group to have lots of different businesses involved with the Facebook group, you know, that are extremely active, just because they realize the power of the group at this point to help them with the business, and they take advantage of it. And Liz Barisha from the Moore Agency reached out to us, and she was like, "Hey, I work with this agency here in town, and one of our clients we work with is finding, you know, Facebook stories to pitch and post. And this Oreos thing is the Oreo guy down in the South Side. He's unbelievable. Like, you just can't not see it." And we had this conversation about, you know, all the different viral sensations and the Munchies pizza and everything else. And we couldn't think that the next one could be bigger than the last. And she's like, "You know, there's a story here that we want to pitch. Do you mind?" And I said, "Yeah, I mean, that would be great. You know, whatever you want to do." And we were, to some degree, we're thinking more just within Florida. A lot of times, like, the local station will cover something that kind of gets carried around Florida. And then she got back to us shortly after, and she's like, "Hey, we pitched this, and the Today Show wants to come down and film." And I was just like, "Okay, right. The Today Show?" She's like, "Yeah." I said, "Wow, that's impressive." And she's like, "Would you guys be interested?" And I'm like, "I mean, yeah, I mean, I'm sure we would be." You know, there she was actually speaking to my wife and I on a Facebook message, and so we reached out to Dee, and that's how that thing got started. They made that thing happen quick. They were down here within a week, and so. I think Dee's success, that was, we filmed it 2 weeks ago, it aired last week, and it filmed 2 weeks ago. So in the matter of time from the first time that I noticed the post on the Facebook page, which was early on in his easy up days, was way back in June or late June to now, what are we, September 2nd? That's an incredible growth curve for any business and good lessons to be learned, I think, for everyone, you know, hard work and hustle. It definitely pays off, and you know, they have a good product, but they have a good attitude to go along with it. So that's kind of how our little small role we played in it was. It wasn't, you know, we just had the platform for them to do their growth on. Obviously, it's their hard work and their product and their hustle that resonated with the group and bringing them all together. So proud of our talent and community for doing it.
Right. Definitely. Big shout out to the community of Tallahassee. You know, I think, you know, that needs more of a recognition too, because there's a lot of people in the community that try to do things for the community, you know, and like this, I think this effect is the idea of what the community leaders want to see. This is ideally what they want to see within their own like sectors, whether it's something that they're doing for the youth in the community, or for the homeless in the community, or for whatever like sector of community work. This level of like traction for whatever it is what they want to see, man. It is beautiful to see that something was able to like have this type of like effect in the community. I'm sure it gives a lot of hope to all the community leaders that, man, if we just stick at it, you know, the homeless will come together, the kids will come together, the people who are needing jobs or whatever they do, you know, all of those community efforts will eventually connect.
It's an amazing story. And you, Dee, are an amazing individual. Tallahassee is blessed that you have chosen to start and grow your business here. And it is.
The
partnership that, I mean, and Tallahassee Foodies has been such a leader and such an important voice for restaurants and hospitality. So this partnership, and Dee, I attribute it to you and the person that you are.
Look, my brother just walked in.
Oh, yay!
Yes, ma'am.
Well, welcome again. Thank you so much for what you are doing. You truly are bringing unity in the community with your, I love your face masks and your shirts and Oreos Matter, and just about, it really has kind of brought this whole community together, and you guys are really embodying the entrepreneurial spirit. And like you said, kind of bringing out the best of Tallahassee because of right. The great products, but you all as individuals are amazing young men, and you know, Tallahassee Foodies, thank you so much for all of your support and all of your great work that you do. But an incredible story and partnership. So let me ask you both, what can we do? We have a number of tourism leaders and hospitality leaders on the call. What is one thing each of us can do to support business? What is one, I mean, aside from coming down and buying some fried Oreos and lemonade, but what is, how can we help support you?
I would say, where we are right now with the business is getting ourselves, getting the company in a position to be, because right now we don't just have a business. We actually have, or we come to the realization that we have a brand right now. So, yeah. And that's a good position to be in, because with a brand, franchising level is more obtainable. So I would think just anyone who has any information of how to go about contractually franchising a business, like how does that look on paper? What do we need? How does the royalties work? You know, how do those things work? You know, we have almost down to the science of like how many boxes of Oreos we go through in a week, in a month, you know, how many bottles of lemonade, you know, the girlies lemonade and sweets as a package, we almost have down, but, you know, now it's a placement now, you know, so where are the places in town that is conducive to this model? Could we duplicate this deal and put it on another side of town, you know, and give somebody else create a job, essentially, you know, create a job. There's so many kids and so many people right here on the South Side, you know, who put that, I don't want to say kids, but just people, you know, who tried to apply, but see, we understand us, you know, but on paper, the bigger company doesn't understand them, you know, because of the record, because of whatever the case is, you know, whatever, but we understand us, you know, so if we're able if you guys are able to come together and figure out, okay, what other properties, real estate, commercial real estate owners would be willing to allow like this type of setup to be in their deal. You know, whether it's the plaza over there, the Northwood Center, which hasn't been, I mean, that's just so much wasted, so much potential space that just has been a dead area for so long in Tallahassee. And Marquise and I have we just talk about ideas all day long. Like, man, this could easily be 7777. That could create just 40 jobs right there. You know, but I mean, regardless to our other endeavors, but if we could just figure out where else in Tallahassee could Girlies Lemonade and Sweets be established, all right? Like I said, we have the package. If you guys could help us get the placement, man, we will be able to tie knots all over the city.
And that's the benefit to create, you know, jobs and opportunities for others. You know, that's what me and my brother we represent like the hustle, but we also represent, you know, just creating opportunities, you know, because we didn't have the opportunity growing up and for us to be able to be in that authority.
To give the opportunity?
Yeah,
right. That is.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
To come from a place of not having the opportunity and now in a position to give an opportunity, man, dude.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's definitely amazing. So,
yeah, so that's what you guys, that's what the whatever, use your network, use your power, and use your
God-given gift.
Your gift, whatever it is you got to use to partner with, you know, who needs to talk to who. Whoever two we need to get together and sit down to have that conversation of, you know, I own this particular place, all right? I do have some space, and for X amount of whatever a month or whatever the deal, whatever the arrangement is, considering, you know, whatever on our end, we got our stuff together this time, all right? Unlike last year when we were doing Lemonade, we got our paperwork together, all right? We have our license together. We have our insurance, all right? And we got it all together this time now. and we are ready to move forward in a progressive direction that can continue to connect this city, you know, connect it for real, though, you know, for real, not just a weekend thing, not just a holiday thing, not just a little charity one-time thing. I'm talking about like a forever, permanent, steadfast deal. And that this company has is gassed up and is a vehicle that's headed towards true change. That's what you guys can help us do. Place us somewhere else. Help us multiply this effort.
I think you've got certainly a lot of folks now on this call certainly thinking about this. And as a matter of fact, in the chat right now, if you can see, there's already been two opportunities here. Christina Paredes is going to be speaking here in a minute. She is the Executive Director of the Office of Economic Vitality. So she heads up a lot of the economic development. So she's going to reach out to you and say, you guys to come speak at the next stakeholder meeting to make a pitch where you're bringing in a lot of those business owners that have to help make that connection. And that's, again, what we can do. Is now that you've said that, and which is where we will, all of us will start working on that and thinking about that, how we can help, you know, advance that to make that happen. Also, the Downtown Improvement Authority in downtown Tallahassee, they do a Saturday market every weekend. And so that would be a place too. So she's probably going to reach out to you. We know where you guys are.
But right.
It is Magnolia and Adam. So go there, talk to them again. I'm sure we're going to reach out. Is there an email or a phone number or something with it? If someone on this call wanted to reach out to you, how could they get in touch with you?
Love Girlies on Facebook. Facebook Love Girlies.
And that's, got it. Yes. Okay.
Yep. And all our information is on there.
Okay, perfect. Will do. Well, again, D and Marquis and JH, thank you so much for joining us this morning to share this incredible story. You gave me goosebumps when you said that you found, when you guys found her recipe book in the closet and were like, this is it. And clearly, it is truly a blessing, and again, what all, you know, that you have brought to the community, and certainly the community wants to help you and your business however we can. So again, I really appreciate y'all being with us this morning. You might also want to listen to what Christina is going to talk about, this Leon Cares program too, because there may be some opportunities there. But in any event, you've made a lot of additional friends and fans on this call, and we are here at Visit Tallahassee too to assist you and help you however we can. So we'll be reaching out again. Really appreciate you all being with us today. Thank you so much, and we'll be seeing you soon, and I'll be seeing you soon to go get some of those Oreos. So,
you guys haven't seen the episode on the Today Show, you can go to TallahasseeFoodies.com. The episode's on there if you guys want to go watch the segment and see the Today Show if you haven't seen it yet.
Great. Yes. Thank you, Dave. It is a great piece. So, again, and thank you all for what you're doing for the community, and really do appreciate you. So, again, so now we're going to pivot over from the sweet treats and the story to Christina Paredes to talk about the Leon Cares program.
Thanks, Carrie. I love working with you on these types of calls and hearing from the businesses you brought in. I mean, because you're absolutely right. You know, we say it all the time that tourism is the first step in economic development, and you can, great example on the call today, the work that the Tallahassee Foodies does to drive traffic into our restaurants, and has been such a huge help to so many of them at this time. And from the Girlies Lemonade saying, hey, we need your help here, and we're happy to step in and help where we can to help grow some of our businesses here. And to that end, we are working with Leon County Government to start on the Leon Cares Grant Assistance Program. So this is the second round of funding that we've done this year to help support our small businesses in the wake of COVID-19. And the grants are based on employee count, very similar to the very first one that we did. And there's supplemental funding also included for our minority women small businesses, our businesses hardest hit within the food industry, bar industry, as well as professional or personal services, because that required a lot of one-on-one interaction that were greatly affected by the stay-at-home order. And, you know, this funding, last time we did this grant, you had to show a 50% reduction in revenue. This one is 25% revenue. So a large majority of our businesses here have been impacted by 25% of revenue loss. On the flip side, if your expenditures increased by 25%, mostly this means that you've spent a lot of money to go remotely or bring in personal protection equipment to help protect your customers and your employees. That also can help qualify you. The grant's open for another 2 weeks through September 11th. Right now, we have just under 900 applications that have moved through. The total pot of money is $7.5 million. So there really is opportunity here. And if you have already applied, we are working with our grant reviewers to answer some critical questions in there on a result of feedback. Let us know. And we can help assist you in kind of bringing your application all the way through the process on that end as well. Every day we meet at the end of every day to talk about how we can improve and make the process go quicker for you and for those applications that are in. So we just encourage you to take a moment to apply. If you have all your documentation, your W-9, your W-3, your profit and loss statement for the quarter, going in from March to June for 19 and 20, it shouldn't take you too long to put forward that application. If you're a sole proprietor, you definitely are eligible for this program, and we encourage you to make application on there. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to take them. We still have a ton of free masks here, thousands of them. We're giving them out 100 to 200 a pop. Please do let us know. We'd love to be able to help those to help continue protect our community and keep them safe. I was very inspired by the higher education universities that stepped in to say that make the pledge to keep Tallahassee healthy. One other thing on that note, too, if you've already received masks from us, or you are practicing safe PPE, we'd encourage you to put that online on your social media and tag us. We'd love to help tell that story about how your business is working to keep Tallahassee healthy. And with that, I'd answer any questions that you may have.
Okay, so where can they go online, the website?
Katie Cole dropped it into the chat, but you can go to leoncountycares.org to apply, or you can give us a call here. We have free technical assistance that we're working with our local chambers on. So that's free, so that way you don't have to pay somebody to help assist with that application process.
Great. Thank you so much. Are there any questions for Dee? I think he's still with us, or Christina at this point, to kind of open it up. Does anybody have any comments, questions for Dee or Christina?
Too easy, this group.
Their mind is all in the fried Oreos right now. That's all they're thinking
about. It's hard to get that out of your mind. Hey, I'll throw it out there. If anyone's looking to get in front of the audience here, the Tallahassee Foodies Group, I mean, we're also doing – Jen's trying to cover her expenses too. So if anyone's looking for an advertising spot locally, you know, throwing that out there, the Foodies Group gets a ton of traffic on the website and between the group. You know, you don't have to be a restaurant either. Obviously, it's a passionate audience, and we're all local. I mean, everyone has to get vetted to get into the group, so – There's another opportunity for you to get in front of people if people are trying to figure out how to get the message out, changing their business structures or strategies or what's going on right now. I know it's difficult times, but there's another good way to get in front of people.
Great.
Shameless plug.
No, perfect. Perfect. Let's make sure people are aware that opportunity exists. That's perfect.
JH, how many followers do you all have? How big is your audience?
Just the Facebook group alone is 22,000. Facebook page is closing in on 10,000, averaging 190,000 engagements for every 28 days on the group. And then the website's got a steady traffic as well. You know, the Today Show obviously gave it a big spike. We got national attention, obviously, the website did. But what's really nice is it's maintained a really steady flow because it's been a really important source of information for people. Things, as we all know in this call, things were changing sometimes not daily within the day, you know, from what you were told in the morning to what it was at the end of the day. So people were just trying to figure out, you know, what was open, how they were doing it. You know, somebody opened up a new outdoor seating area for a restaurant, you know, so where can I sit outside? Who's doing food meals to go home? So the website's been a really good resource. The TallahasseeFoodies.com part of the brand has been a great way for people to kind of just keep up with what's going on. And so that gets a tremendous amount of traffic as well. You know, it all kind of it feeds itself. So
that's excellent.
Yeah, the engagement numbers are insane for the Facebook group, though. We're closing in on 200,000 engagements a month.
Wow, that's
so steady. Like that's engagements. That's not people just coming to the page. That's actually commenting, posting, you know, having some kind of interaction.
That's tremendous. And again, thank you. And the great story of Tallahassee Foodies, and again, talk about an excellent product. And service, and you know, when you combine that, love girlies, what an amazing story, and what an amazing, you know, very visible representation of Tallahassee. And so, again, really appreciate you guys and elevating our visibility, not just for our culinary products, but also for the type of community that we are. So, again, really, really am grateful. Dee, there was a question I saw in the chat about the name of Burley, and is that your grandmother's name?
Yeah. So her full name is Gurley Wells. She was actually born in Tallahassee, Florida, but we grew up in West Palm Beach. But her full name is actually Gurley Wells. So her first name was Gurley, and we get that. I mean, a lot of people ask that question a lot, but. Yeah, my name is Gurley.
That's terrific. Is there any other comments or questions?
Kiri, I have a quick question just for Christina. As far as the free masks, where can people or who do they need to contact if they are interested in receiving masks?
You can come down to our office or give me a call. I'll give you my phone number. 597-6340.
Yeah,
so many of them. Come on down.
And I don't know if you saw the chat too, Christina, and someone had asked, these grants are available for nonprofits too. Do they have to be in the human services sector, or are they available for other nonprofits?
So, you know, Mary, back in April, we did the nonprofit assistance program, and this Leon Cares particular one is just for small businesses, so for profit, and then the county also developed a nonprofit assistance for human services. We were focused on three main things, you know, supporting emergency and healthcare preparation, helping individual assistances and those human service agencies that have been overtaxed with support, and then our small businesses, those that have been greatly impacted in that area. And in April, we were did that nonprofit support as a component of that here. So at this time, nothing for museums and cultural and art.
Okay, thank you for that clarification, Christina. Appreciate that. Again, I want to thank our very special guest speaker so much for being with us today. Again, amazing morning listening to the Love Girlies and Tallahassee Foodies and Christina talking about the Leon Cares program. So again, very, very, again, sweet treats. I promise sweet treats, and they are, again, appreciate you being on the call. So right now, we've got just a couple minutes. Want to highlight some good news. If there's other, again, the power of the positive. And we've certainly heard a lot of positives this morning. And so, again, want to open it up for the group about any good news to share. If there's any accolades, new projects, obviously, like I said, we heard some stellar examples this morning. I want to share this morning, for those of you that may have seen it, the AAA, the guidebook, you know, the American Automobile Association, they have their publication that just came out that features, highlights some Tallahassee businesses and the greenways and our own, which I think I saw Greg is on the call, Lossy Pursuits was featured. It was Tallahassee Museum, again, a number of places for those of you. So we got a full page, as you're about to see, again, of the highlighting different businesses. So next time, this was, we'll have to get you the Love Girlies in the next issue here. We'll be certainly be pitching in on our end, but this was a great bit of exposure for Tallahassee. The AAA magazine itself reaches something into the hundreds of thousands of people, not just in Florida, but throughout the Southeast. So again, that's a great prize. Is there any other like nice little highlights or positive news, additional positive news to share this morning? Okay, well, again, you might want to check it out. Those of you, oh, did I hear somebody? Okay. Again, please keep in mind that, again, we've got some challenging times right now, but there certainly are so many positive stories, powerful, positive things that are happening in our community. And we certainly heard about, you know, a couple of major ones today. So keep in mind there are brighter days ahead, but we all can do our part. Keep in mind that all of our restaurants, our craft breweries, all of our small businesses continue to struggle. So in the weeks ahead, I ask you to please do one new thing this week and the week ahead. So whether you go get some fried Oreos, whether you go to a new restaurant that you haven't been to, and we've had a couple that have opened up here, even in the midst of the pandemic, there have been some new restaurants that have opened up. So make a commitment to get out and try one new thing. Do one new thing to support small businesses in our community. So again, some fried Oreos, go try a new trail, renew a membership at a museum, go to the downtown market on Saturday morning, go buy some beer from our local craft brewery. So again, be very intentional to support our local small businesses and show some more love for Love Girlies and what all they're doing. So again, I want to thank you. Next week, we're going to have Greg Patterson from Choose Tallahassee. They'll be there speaking with us on a lot of the great work that they're doing. They and not only trying to welcome retirees to Tallahassee, but other groups that are relocating here, as well as Georgia Ackerman, president of the Apalachicola Riverkeeper. So she is going to share about what's happening there on the not just Apalachicola Bay, but the whole river system. So share some very important updates there. So again, please continue to be safe. Please, especially with Labor Day weekend coming up, wear a mask in public places. Remember, it's not too much to mask. Again, swing by OEV or give them a call if you need some masks. Again, they're at 315 South Calhoun Street. Please keep in mind these next few weeks are the peak hurricane season. The storms are lined up in the Atlantic and the Caribbean like cars in the drive-through at Chick-fil-A at lunchtime. So they are rolling around on the coast. So make sure you have a family plan and a business plan that you are hurricane ready. So again, thank you, everybody. Thank you again to Love Girlies, to Tallahassee Foodies, to the Office of Economic Vitality. Thank you all so much for being with us. And we'll see you next week. So go buy some fried Oreos. So thank you, everybody.